Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Yud Gimel, Brachos 13. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the names of our patriarchs and the names changed. And so in this context, the Gemara records the position of Bar Kappara. And Bar Kappara says, Koa Kore Avraham, Avram, whoever calls Abraham, Avram, that Abraham's initial name was Avram, and then God changed it to Avraham. So whoever calls Abraham by his old name before that, the name before God changed it, is actually in violation of a positive commandment. Over Ba'aseh is in violation of a positive commandment because it states, Vayashimcha Avraham. Because God says, and your name shall be Avraham. And so since this thing was said, this verse was said by God, therefore we see it's a positive commandment that you should call him by this name specifically and not by any other name, not by his earlier name. Rabbi Eliezer says he's not in violation of a positive commandment, but he's in violation of a negative commandment. Over Balav, he's in violation of a prohibition, as it states, V'lo yikare od et shimcha Avram, that your name shall no longer be called Avram. So if that's the case, says our Gemara, that they say that the name of Abraham, if you call him Avram, you're in violation of either a positive or a negative commandment. Well, what about Sarah? Her name used to be Sarai, and God changed it to Sarah. Why? There also, she should be in violation of a negative commandment and a positive commandment if you call her by the name Sarai, which was her old name. So says the Gemara, El Me'ata, HaKore LeSarah Sarai, HaChinami. Someone who calls Sarah by her old name of Sarai should be the same thing. Gemara says, no, there it's different. Hasam Kutcha Brichu Amar LeAvram. There, God just said to Abraham, Sarai Ishtecha Lo Tikra Shema Sarai Ki Sarah Shema. God was just telling Abraham, your wife Sarai will no longer be called Sarai, but she will be called Sarah. It wasn't a commandment like it was with Abraham that you should no longer be called Avram, but should now be called Avraham. It was rather a passive statement that was a reflection of the changing name that you're going to be calling her. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, HaKore Yaakov, Yaakov HaChinami, somebody who calls Jacob by the name Jacob, they too should be in violation of a positive and negative commandment because they are violating the fact that it says in the verse, Genesis 35, verse 10, Well, Yikare Shemcha O Yaakov, Ki Yisrael Yeshmecha, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but it should be called Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasav, that case is different. The reason why you're not in violation of a commandment is the Hadar Ahadre Kra, because the verse goes back and itself calls Jacob by the name Jacob even after God changed his name, as it states in Genesis 46, verse 2, Vayomer Elokim Yisrael b'maro talayla, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, that God appeared to Yisrael in the vision of the night, and he said, Jacob, Jacob. So we see that after he was called Yisrael, God goes back and calls him Jacob. So the Gemara says, Masav Rav Yossi bar Avin vi Tema Yossi bar Zvida. What about the fact that it says in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7, Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechart Avram, you are Hashem, God who chose Avram. And so there, Nehemiah does not call him Avraham. There he was called Avram, even after his name was changed. So he says, Amar Lei, so the answer to that is the Hasam Navi who become Mesader with Shavchei Derachmana. There the prophet is arranging the praise for God by showing what it was initially, that God selected Avram initially before he became Avraham, and already at that moment he was distinguished in the eyes of God even before the world recognized him. So the commentaries discuss, why is it the case that when it comes to Avraham, that it's so bad to call him Avram, but when it comes to Yaakov, it's not so bad to call, even though he was changed, the name was changed to Yisrael, it's still appropriate for us to refer to him as Yaakov. Nobody calls Avraham Avram, but people do call Yaakov, that's the primary name, even more than Yisrael. So the commentaries offer several answers to this. One suggestion is that since the name Avram was given by by Avram's father, Terach, and therefore it was appropriate when God changed it to Avraham. And so, whereas the name Yaakov was a name that was a holy name that was given by God, as Rashi says in Genesis 25:27. So therefore, we can refer to him as Yaakov even after his name was changed to Yisrael. Furthermore, the name Avram is a reference to the fact that he was the father of Avram. But then when his name was changed to Avraham, he was the father of Av HaMongaim, the father amongst the nations. So it's a real demotion to call him by the name Avram after his name was already changed to Avraham, as opposed to the name Yaakov, which was to say that Yaakveni, or he says that it refers to the moment in which Jacob got his name, and so therefore it was not going to be considered to be a demotion. Another answer is given by Chaskuni. He says that the reason why the name Yaakov was not replaced is so that the nation should not say that this name was given to him through theft and deception, and so therefore it was taken away to hide this fact. So God says, therefore, call him that you can still continue to call him by that name. Torah Shlema gives other explanations. That one explanation is that Avram was called this because he came from a seed that was not good, and so therefore God wanted to completely erase that. Whereas Yaakov was born from Yitzhak, and so therefore wasn't erased. And another explanation is that Avram was called Avram before he was circumcised, but once he was circumcised, he was called Avraham. He converted, and so therefore we do not want to call him by his old name.